Finally, we want to leave you with a remembrance of Congressman Tom Lantos, Democrat from California, who died yesterday. Lantos was widely known as the only survivor of the Holocaust to serve in the U.S. Congress. He talked with NPR in 2005 for the 60th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp. Lantos was afraid the lessons of the Holocaust would be forgotten.
Despite all of our hopes and aspirations, we have had genocide in Rwanda, and we have had genocide in the killing fields of Cambodia. So the problem of teaching about the need to treat each other as human beings, fellow human beings in a civilized society, is desperate and global.
Now, Lantos was well known as a defender of human rights, but perhaps less well known is that he and his wife, Annette, were very interested in forging close bonds among individuals as a way of building friendship around the world. To that end, he sponsored a fellowship through the organization Humanity in Action. With us by phone is Jesper Petersen, a former Lantos fellow from Denmark. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Monica.
It's Michelle, but thank you.
Sorry.
It's okay. Mr. Lantos was very interested in Denmark. Did he ever talk to you about why he was so interested in Denmark?
Yes, he did. Actually, both him and his wife, Annette, took a great amount of time to explain both to me and to other fellows on the program how they came to learn about the history of the Danish people saving the Jews during the Second World War. And they were so impressed by this civil society, uncoordinated action, that they felt a sense of gratitude to Denmark. And
what are some of the things you learned from being a fellow?
Well, I had the opportunity as, you know, a Danish university student to just be a very small cog in the Lantos office and to see him, promote human rights, promote American values in a way that other Danish citizens and other Europeans simply have no opportunity to see. So getting that firsthand knowledge of this this human rights giant has been just amazing and inspirational to me.
What do you think, what effect do you think that time has had on you and on the other fellows?
Well, it meant a great deal to me, in particular because I was in the office in the spring of 2003 when the United States invaded Iraq, and the perception that I had of this being in a congressional office in Washington, D.C., was just entirely different from anyone in my whole generation in Denmark. And when I came home, I was almost shocked to see the great divide in opinions and perception about what actually happened and what was the reasoning for these actions.
So just another example of how sort of seeing things for yourself can just really make a profound difference on your point of view.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what Tom and Annette Lantos wanted to provide this perspective to European university students.
All right. Thank you so much. Jesper Petersen is a former Lantos fellow. He shared his thoughts about Congressman Tom Lantos, who died yesterday of cancer. He was 80. Mr. Petersen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.